It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know, we have been talking a ton about deer hunting, hog hunting. It's time to talk a little squirrel hunting, and I bet in this segment, you're going to learn maybe a thing or two. Our guest is Mr. Jeff Rice. Jeff is my good friend. He and his wife, Demi, own the Buck and Bass Ranch, and every week, Jeff and I create the A Sportsman's Life, a video that's on YouTube. So we have a lot of fun together. Jeff, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, Luke. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. And we recently had, Jeff and I had an awesome day hunting. Jeff, we started out, well, you and I and your wife, we were going after a deer or a wild hog. I really didn't care what, as long as it was the right size deer and all, and any hog would have done. But the acorn crop is so heavy that I think the animals right now, the peak of the rut has, I believe, is passed on the deer. There'll be, not that the rut is over, but the peak of the running seemed to be at a slack period. I think the animals are bedding up and just getting under an oak tree and feeding heavily and then back down. But what did we encounter while we were doing a little still hunting for hogs? What did we run into and discover?
It was the most amazing thing. Luke and I were in our little electric buggy, and we were down kind of cruising down near the creek, and we were doing a little bit of spot and stalk, just kind of seeing if we could see hogs or deer or whatever. And we encountered just unbelievable rutting activity from squirrels.
Yeah,
and
yep,
they were everywhere. Was that not amazing to see as many squirrels as we saw?
It was unreal. And I bet if you think back a time or two, you know, back in the past of all the years you spent in the woods hunting, and me too, I've seen it. I've been there before when it was like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, squirrels, the breeding season, we'll call it the rut. It's just like the deer. The sow squirrel will come in estrus, and that's what's happening right now in the woods, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then there might be as many as three or four boar squirrels. You've seen squirrels run in. They'll circle a tree, climb up it, run back down, jump on the ground, and run out through the forest floor, you know. Well, that's the squirrel rut. So it really happened. It's kind of comical the way it all came about, Jeff. You know, we're back in there, and the big game was not moving, and we knew why. The acorns were 2 inches deep all on the forest floor, you know. And then I think that idea to hunt squirrels hit us simultaneously at the same time.
Oh, there was no question. I mean, it was like they were begging us to come take some, and it was like, you know what? As a young man, I squirrel hunted all the time back up in Wisconsin where I grew up. And, you know, I've done a little squirrel hunting down here, not a ton of it, but the opportunity presented itself when you and I were down there in the woods. They were just everywhere. Not to mention the fact that there were some pretty darn big squirrels too. And those boar squirrels were running around chasing the girls around, and it was like, you know what, this is an opportunity right here to get some good squirrel meat. And as you know, squirrel stew, and there's different things you can make with squirrel, makes fantastic table fare, you know.
It does. And folks, some of you may know, Jeff and I record this, or we film each week, A Sportsman's Life. It's a video that you can go to YouTube and just type in A Sportsman's, plural, A Sportsman's Life, and you can watch us every week. So we're always looking for fodder for that video. And we're back in there on this pin oak flat, and there must have been 12 or 15 squirrels running around in groups of two or four, you know.
Yep.
And let's hunt them. Well, we were hunting, you know, deer and hogs. We had rifles. Well, I said, Jeff, have you got a .22? I thought I'd seen a rifle hanging up in the cabin there. You know, so I think I've got one. So we go back, Jeff, and you take it from here. Now, what happened next?
The gun I had up on the wall was just a little pellet gun, an air pellet gun, not made really for squirrel hunting. It was just for plinking.
Yep.
But I said to Luke, I said, but no, I do have the weapon of choice. I said, stay right there. And I went in and I grabbed my six shooter, and it's a pistol. with a very long barrel. And I carry that one around. I got a holster and, you know, just use the 22 long rifle ammo. And I said, let's go hunt. No scope. It's just open sights, just a long barreled six shooter. I said, you ready to go? And you kind of looked at me and were like, whoa, okay, let's go do this. And we had a blast. We got some great video. We had a great hunt. I mean, it was just amazing. And we ended up with some squirrels. And we're going to be cooking them up here pretty soon.
You bet.
That was fun.
Got some great pictures, still pictures. My newspaper column last week, it runs in like 42 different newspapers now. And some of you read the column. I know you do. You're in a town that has it, you know. But that was my column about the squirrel rut. And it's something a lot of people, even seasoned sportsmen, do not think about. But there is a squirrel rut. Now, Jeff, I think I should be to, well, not everybody, probably very few people would be hunting squirrels with a revolver, with a 22 revolver. But that's what we had, and it worked. But I will say this, during the rut, these squirrels, a lot of times they are so preoccupied, just like a big white-tailed buck in the rut.
Mm-hmm.
Those squirrels are, the female is preoccupied with running, getting away from three or four suitors there, you know. And they'll just run up a tree right beside you, you know, 20 yards away. So they gave you the opportunity, but that kind of weaponry is not ideal for shooting one out of the top of a tall pin oak or something, you know. But for that kind of hunting, it worked, didn't it? You know?
Yeah, if you can get close like we did. And like you said, they were very preoccupied with, you know, what they had going on and really didn't mind us. And it was actually kind of funny because we're sitting there and I had taken a shot and shot, you know, actually shot at one and missed it and took a couple other shots. And then I had to reload. And while I'm reloading, Luke is there doing a lip squeak. And actually, one of those, remember that squirrel came right up to us.
Well, about
here I am loading the six shooter, and I'm like, I can't get a shot. But that thing came right up to us.
You know, that's funny. And that's that squirrel had one thing on his mind, and that's staying with that sow squirrel that he was chasing.
Yep.
And there was two other boar squirrels with him. And I just, most people have heard squirrels. I've done it a lot of times. Just a little clicking sound like that with your sucking air through your mouth like that. That squirrel stood up and ran right for us. And I thought,
you did. It was amazing.
I thought, shoot, like, Jeff, shoot him.
Right on cue.
Well,
here I am over there loading the gun.
But anyway, it all worked out just fine. You know, Jeff, Today, I know some people listen to us online, and I don't know when they may listen to, you know, catfishradio.org. You can listen to the shows, but this show is, you know, December the 14th. Today, from 10 to 4 in Greenville, just a few blocks north of downtown Greenville, is the Winter Outdoor Rendezvous, folks. Henley Auto Supply, CarQuest is where it's at on Stonewall Street, just north of downtown Greenville. You can't miss it. Stonewall Street, it's a long walk from downtown, but you could walk that far. Come out. We're going to have campfires, Jeff. We're going to have some.
We're going to have some fun.
You better believe a lot of the folks will do a little cooking. I'm going to bring us something to barbecue. Pork, and we'll just have a good time. But there will be campfires, and there's some hunting and fishing folks, guides, and, you know, folks with products and stuff going to be there. So come out today if you can. You can stay an hour or the whole time with us, and come by. Jeff will be there, and come by.
Yep, Jimmy and I are getting ready to head that way now.
Yep, we'll all be out there, and it will be lots of fun. Well, Jeff, it was fun having you on today. Even more fun hunting with you, getting in. And I do have some good squirrel. We got those squirrels all dressed and cleaned up, so I'm going to be making some squirrel stew real soon. And who knows, may bring some of that out there to the event, you know?
Yeah,
cook it out there. Yeah, yep. Well, you take care, stay warm, and then we'll plan our next outing. And remind everybody about our video show that they can watch, Jeff.
Absolutely. Go to YouTube and just type in A Sportsman's Life, and that will bring you to our YouTube page, and you're able to go in and look at all our videos. Or there's another way to get there. You just go to catfishradio.org, and you'll find a link there that will take you right to all our videos. So feel free to go out there, check them all out, like them, share them, and we will see you again in an upcoming hunt, Luke. We'll get together again, but we'll see you later this afternoon at the rendezvous.
Okay, buddy. And folks, you know, now is a good time for me to tell you about my friend Paul Tibbett, Signature Properties down at Lake Fork area. If you're looking for any kind of land, from a cabin to land, rural hunting land or whatever, give Paul and his crew a call or go online, easttexasluxury.com. Now, they're located just before you get to the 515 bridge. If you're heading from Emory going toward the lake, they're on the left, Signature Property. Stop by and visit with them. But it's a great place. They can help you out selling or buying property, rural homes, whatever, down in East Texas. Or just check out easttexasluxury.com. Folks, I always like to get Mr. Jeff Rice with us. Jeff is a great friend. He grew up in Wisconsin and a lifelong sportsman, just like me and probably many of you that listen to us regularly. But a great guy. He's got a lot of knowledge about the outdoors. I thoroughly enjoy spending time with Jeff and his wife, Demi, too, up on their Buck and Bass Ranch up on the upper end of Lake Fork. We hunt hogs and deer and, as you heard today, squirrels. Let's share a squirrel recipe. Now, I just made a pot of stew with three of these squirrels. These were older squirrels, boar squirrels, males, and big squirrels. So, you know, they would not have lended themselves well to frying, but they make an excellent, squirrel stew or dumplings. Now, you could put them in a pot with a lid and boil them slow, simmer them for a long time to get them tender. And I've done that before many times, but, excuse me, but I really like to use a pressure cooker and cook them for about 40 minutes. And then debone the squirrel meat. It's real easy to do. Just use your fingers and that meat will fall off the bone after about 40, 45 minutes in a pressure cooker. And then use that stock that you boil the squirrel in. That's going to give a lot of flavor to your stew. And add some, since there's no fat in the squirrel, I like to add a little chicken broth. You can buy that at the store, a can of chicken broth or even a box of it. Put about a cup and a half of that in there. I like to add a little butter. And then the basic vegetables, you know, onion. I actually like to put a little jalapeno pepper in mine. Onions, carrots, and then put your potatoes in at the very last if you like potatoes in the stew, which I do. Add them at the last 20, 30 minutes so they won't cook to pieces. Celery is always good. Just the vegetables that you like for a squirrel stew. But and I also like to add a little rice. And if you really want to get fancy with it, throw a handful of wild rice or mixed long grain rice in there with your squirrel stew. But it is a very tasty meat. I think if you've never eaten squirrel, I think you'd enjoy it. I really like it. Most people that's never tried squirrel that do try it think it's just really, really good. Folks, that wraps us up today. We're going to be right back here this time next week, I promise you. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Texas Raised Hunting Products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, The Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 889 KETR.